ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 18 टेक्स्ट नंबर 12। यस्यास्ति भक्तिर भगवती अकिंचना सर्वैर्गुणै तत्र समासते सुरा हराव भक्तस्य कुतो महद्गुणा मनोरथेना सति धावतो बहि। यस्य ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन: ऑल द डेमिगॉड्स एंड देयर एक्सॉल्टेड क्वालिटीज सच एज रिलीजन नॉलेज एंड रिनंसिएशन बिकम मैनिफेस्ट इन द बॉडी ऑफ वन हु हैज डेवलप्ड अनअलॉयड डिवोशन फॉर द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड वासुदेव। On the other hand, a person devoid of devotional service and engaged in material activities has no good qualities. Even if he is adept at the practice of mystic yoga or the honest endeavor of maintaining his family and relatives, he must be driven by his own mental speculations and must engage in the service of the Lord's external energy. How can there be any good qualities in such a man? Purport. As explained in the next verse, Krishna is the original source of all living entities. This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 15.7, where Krishna says, Mamaivamsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana manashashtani indriyani prakriti stani karshati. Our living entities in this conditioned world are my eternal fragmental parts. Due to conditioned life, they are struggling very hard with the six senses, which include the mind. All living entities are part and parcel of Krishna, and therefore when they revive their original Krishna consciousness, they possess all the good qualities of Krishna in a small quantity. When one engages himself in the nine processes of devotional service, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atmanivedanam, one's heart becomes purified, and he immediately understands his relationship with Krishna. He then revives his original quality of Krishna consciousness. In the Adi Lila of Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 8, there is a description of some of the qualities of the devotees. For example, Sri Pandit Haridas is described as being very well behaved, tolerant, peaceful, magnanimous and grave. In addition, he spoke very sweetly. His endeavors were very pleasing. He was always patient. He respected everyone. He always worked for everyone's benefit. His mind was free of duplicity and he was completely devoid of all malicious activities. These are all originally qualities of Krishna, and when one becomes a devotee, they automatically become manifest. Shri Krishnadas Kaviraj, the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, says that all good qualities become manifest in the body of a Vaishnava, and that only by the presence of these good qualities can one distinguish a Vaishnava from a non-Vaishnava. Krishnadas Kaviraj lists the following 26 good qualities of a Vaishnava. He is kind to everyone. He does not make anyone his enemy. He is truthful. He is equal to everyone. No one can find any fault in him. He is magnanimous. He is mild. He is always clean. He is without possessions. He works for everyone's benefit. He is very peaceful. He is always surrendered to Krishna. He has no material desires. He is very meek, he is steady, he controls the senses, he does not eat more than required, he is not influenced by the Lord's illusory energy, he offers respect to everyone, he does not desire any respect for himself, he is very grave, he is merciful, he is friendly, he is poetic, he is expert, he is silent.
यस्यास्ति भक्तेर भगवती अकिंचना सर्वैर गुणैर तत्र समासते सुरः हराव भक्तस्य कुतो महद्गुणा मनोरथेन सति धावतो बहि।
The most famous verse of the Srimad, one of the most famous verses of the Srimad Bhagavatam. All the demigods and their exalted qualities such as religion, knowledge and renunciation become manifest in the body of one who has developed unalloyed devotion for the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vasudev. On the other hand, a person devoid of devotional service and engaged in material activities has no good qualities. Even if he is adept at the practice of mystic yoga or the honest endeavor of maintaining his family and relatives, he must be driven by his own mental speculations and must engage in the service of Lord's external energy. How can there be any good qualities in such a man? So this is continuation of the prayers of the residents of the Jambudvip. And this is Srila Sukadeva Goswami offering prayers to Lord Narsingadev, who resides in the Hari Varsha. And thereafter he is explaining the glories of the association of the devotees. And the previous verse explains that one who associates with the devotees or the Supreme Personality of Godhead and hears narrations of the Supreme Lord in the association of such devotees, then one gets cleansed of all contamination. On the other hand, bathing in the Ganges diminishes bodily contaminations and infections, but the heart is cleansed only after a very long time. So who are those devotees, and how those devotees develop such wonderful qualities by which one receives the effect of the pure devotional service? Just as in a chemical reaction, one adds a catalyst, a kind of a speeding agent which makes the reagent and the chemical to combine to put forward or to bring forward the desired result. Similarly, the process of devotional service and the living entity, when they come together, the reaction is speeded up in the association of sincere devotees. And therefore we see Srila Prabhupada instituted this International Society for Krishna Consciousness, by which the living entities could get a chance to hear about Krishna, and not just get a chance, but to get nourished. And therefore Prabhupada says in his purport to the verse of Srila Rupa Goswami, Dadati prati ghrinati, guhyam akhyati prichati, bhungte bhojayate chayva, shad vidha priti lakshanam. If one has to develop love for Krishna, one has to develop love for his devotees. If one to love me, love my dog. And the Western saying goes. Similarly, if one to love Krishna, we have to love his devotees. And we have to love his devotees in this wonderful six loving exchanges. And therefore Prabhupada said, we have established this International Society for Krishna Consciousness to facilitate these six loving exchanges by which the life of the devotees are nourished. And therefore here, this nourishment in the association of these devotees causes to develop further devotional service. And the effect of pure devotional service, the effect of devotional service is that one has gets cleansed. Just as one is affected by fever, one is not in a healthy condition and one suffers bodily difficulties. But as soon as the fever is reduced, automatically the body is restored to the healthy condition. Similarly, when once one heart gets cleansed of all the contaminations, automatically the healthy condition, that is the original dormant condition of the living entity, is reawakened. All the good qualities which are residing in the soul, which is a part and parcel of Krishna, these qualities manifest. And therefore, Prabhupada immediately explains in this purport, Mamai Vamsho Jiva Loke, the origin of these qualities. Krishna is the source of everything. All the good qualities is also originating from Krishna. And therefore, these living entities are simply reflecting or simply manifesting that sample of the Lord's wonderful qualities. And therefore the process of uncovering has been stressed here as a process of bhakti. So now what is bhakti? Is bhakti engagement in devotional service? Prabhupada says, Anya Abhilashita Shunyam, devoid of all desires for jnana and karma and adi, and so many other material desires. Anya Abhilashita Shunyam, as long as these desires are not zeroed, to that much degree, the reawakening of the pure Krishna consciousness of the living entity will not take place. And therefore, akinchana is explained here as a very important term. Yasyasti bhaktir bhagavati. That means devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Shavanam kirtanam Vishnu. Prahlad Maharaj explains that bhakti is not for the so many gods, but specific mention of Vishnu. Similarly, yasyastir bhaktir bhagavati. That bhagavati is that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna. But how is this bhakti to be performed? It has to be akinchana. And therefore it says, Janma Ishvara Shuta Shirvil Edamana Madapuman Naiva Arahati Abhidhatum Vai Tvam Akinchana Gocharam. As long as one is not akinchan, as long as one is not materially exhausted, Prabhupada mentions in that verse, unless one is materially exhausted, one cannot cry out, one cannot call out for the, one cannot feelingly call out the names of the Lord. And therefore, the process of devotional service will remain mechanical as long as it is akinchan, akinchana. And therefore, it has to be without motivation. As long as there are motivations, that bhakti is still adulterated. And therefore, the adulterated effect of performing devotional service will bring adulterated result. And therefore, the pure manifestation of Krishna consciousness will not happen. It will still be tinged with so many other desires that will keep us entangled in this material world. And therefore, when Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was visited by Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, who wanted to give up his family life and enter into the association of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that, jokingly to Raghunath Das Goswami, that your father and uncle, Hiranyam and Hiranya Majumdar, they are like worms in the stool. That means, though they are devotees, they are still attached to the wealth, fame and prestige. And therefore, na dhanam, na janam, kavitam va jagadish kame, mama janmani janmanishvare bhavatad bhaktir ahoitu ki tvai. Every mention of bhakti is always accompanied with ahoituki, akinchana, aprati, ahoituki, apratihata, savai pumsam paro dharma yato bhaktir adokshaje. Again, bhaktir adokshaje. This emphasis is there. Ahoituki apratihata yayatma suprasidati. When this development of Krishna consciousness takes place, then the result is that one will develop satisfaction. And out of satisfaction, all the good qualities are sustained. So, Prabhupada is explaining very wonderfully the need of akinchana. In various places, Prabhupada is mentioning, akinchana means, kinchana means something. Something. Kinchan. Kinchit. And akinchana means not something. Not that thing. What does that mean? Not something. Not anything but Krishna service. And therefore Prabhupada says that, I have nothing to do except Krishna's service. That is the meaning of akinchana. I have no other engagement but to serve Krishna. And therefore, one nice class by Srila Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj in Mayapur. So he was explaining that There are those gross contaminations and those subtle contaminations. So on the level of the subtleties, one can understand how the mind is working. One can think, one can actually introspect and go and probe the mind, the workings of our own mind, and try to figure out how much is that akinchana is there within the consciousness, within the mind. When we probe deeply, we come to know, he was explaining that, oh, for us, 8 o'clock means, for me especially, 1 hour before breakfast. Then 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock means next dinner prasadam. And 2 o'clock means 1 hour after prasadam, that is the rest time. The mind is thinking only about ourselves. How are we going to be comforted? How are we going to be happy? How we will be very, very situated nicely? Rather than thinking of Krishna's pleasure, most of the times we are, or the mind is occupied with plans. How I will be happily situated in Krishna consciousness. And therefore I comes before Krishna. And not that Krishna will be happy, then automatically the living entity is pleased. And therefore, this akinchana, duty, Arjuna when he said, Nashta moho smutir ladhva, tat prasadat mayachuta. And Karishya Vachanam Tava, I am ready to execute your orders. And that is the readiness of a devotee. A Kinchana devotee is always ready to execute the orders of Krishna. He is not hesitant to execute the orders of Krishna. Second meaning of A Kinchana is that without any motive, as Prabhupada translates here. So sometimes it happens that I'll become a devotee of Krishna because I'll get some opportunity to exploit Krishna, the facilities given by Krishna. And therefore, many a times you see that there are so many people who are very pious, get motivated to join the International Society for Krishna Consciousness because there is a scope for travel and residence abroad. Right? Prabhupada says in one of the purports that sometimes devotees come with motivations, and also there are so many other motivations to come in the association of the devotees, and therefore Prabhupada said that that is not devotion. When one shall be ready to be exploited by Krishna, that is a devotee. That is a Kinchana devotee. That means he is ready without any complaints, without any regret, without any hesitation or without any reservation. One is ready to surrender to Krishna. That is a devotee. And that's why Prabhupada asked one time his devotees, devotees asked Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, why do the devotees leave the Hare Krishna movement after joining? Prabhupada said laughingly, because they came to take. They simply came to take from the Hare Krishna movement. They didn't start giving. And therefore, this dadati prati grihnati, some devotee was asking a question that, oh, we feel that no, not many devotees are giving gifts to me. How can I start developing loving relationship with devotees? So the principle of six loving exchanges is that dadati begins with, not with others, dadati begins with us. We have to start giving. And therefore, dadati prati grihnati. First comes giving and then comes receiving. But if one simply starts to receive or just continues to receive benefits from this Hare Krishna movement, then one will be affected by this motivation, the mentality of motivation, mentality of expectation, mentality of receiving in return a reward. A devotee does not expect any favor from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Once Radhanath Swami Maharaj was mentioning in one of the lectures that a devotee should not ask for any blessings from the Lord. But here we see that devotees are asking blessings, are praying to the Lord. We are supposed to go to the Lord for asking blessings. And therefore the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra says, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. O Hare, O Internal Potency of the Lord, O Krishna, the Supreme Reservoir, all attractive one, O Supreme Reservoir of Pleasure, please engage me in your service. That's the blessing. When we ask for service, the blessing comes along with the service. And therefore the opportunity to render service in this Krishna consciousness movement is the greatest benediction. One has to receive no other blessings apart from service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead under the direction of sincere devotees. So, Prabhupada also explains in the Nectar of Instruction that devotional service is so pure and potent that one is forcibly dragged to success. And this shows the effect that simply when one engages in Krishna consciousness, then all these good qualities start developing. We don't have to extraneously start to endeavor to develop these qualities as long as we follow this process of Krishna consciousness very firmly and strictly. Once his disciples of Srila Prabhupada were asking Srila Prabhupada on the morning walk, Prabhupada, some disciples are not been able to be in personal association with you, and they are not able to receive your direct guidance. Prabhupada was walking and he stopped and he turned to the devotees and he said, first ask them, are they chanting their 16 rounds and following four legged principles? Then we can think about personal association. And therefore Prabhupada was very, very insistent on following this process of Krishna consciousness as he has given. He said, don't change anything. Changes will ruin everything. The tendency of the living entity is to change, is to always modify something new. And therefore the tendency in Krishna consciousness also comes that we have been practicing the same thing, Krishna consciousness. Let us invent something new. That the restless mind is always wanting to invent new ways and thus deviate. And therefore Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that Maicha Ananya Yogena Bhavena, in the 13th chapter, when the Lord explains the items of knowledge, the 20 items of knowledge, and the last item is said as Maicha Ananya Yogena Bhaktir Avyabhicharini. That means to execute constant and unalloyed devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And therefore, this is the most important thing. Maicha Ananya Bhavena. So, one who is executing with Ananya Bhavena, to that devotee, Krishna supplies. Yoga Kshemam Vahamiham. And to such a devotee, Krishna says, Shipram Bhavati Dharmatma Shashvat Shantim Nigachati Kaunteya Pratijanihi Name Bhakta Pranashyati. Even if he is fallen from the process, he falls from the process of Krishna consciousness, what is actually fall down? Fall down is nothing that happens incidentally, accidentally. Fall down is sequence of events when actually we consistently avoid taking the shelter of the Lord by step. And fall down does not. Therefore, dhyayato vishayan punsa sangastesha pajayate. The mind has to contemplate the objects of the senses. But if our dhyayato, our dhyan, our contemplation is not on the Supreme Lord, not on the service of the Lord, then the diversion of the senses will go to the sense objects naturally. And therefore that point is always there. that where we have to decide, we deviate. The deviation is very small initially, but over a period of time, that deviation, that small deviation, becomes very big. And then suddenly we find that we have fallen. The devotee has fallen from Krishna consciousness. So it's not a sudden thing. It does not happen suddenly. It is a gradual deviation. So, Prabhupada explains about his devotees, how they simply dedicated their life to Krishna consciousness. These hippies, they simply became happies. They were all having bad habits, illicit sex, intoxication. They wanted to do things. They want to be different. They wanted to be unique. And Srila Prabhupada came to them and simply gave them the process of Krishna consciousness. And they completely transformed their lives. Just because they were attached to a pure devotee who had these wonderful qualities, these qualities attracted them. These qualities endeared their affection to Srila Prabhupada. And therefore they were asked that what made them go in Krishna consciousness? What made them firm in their practice of Krishna consciousness? And they said, we simply wanted to see Srila Prabhupada happy. At the end of the day, when we would do our services, we would expect Prabhupada to us. So, Gurudas Prabhu was explaining, so Gurudas ji, what is the news? What has happened? And then we're so happy that Prabhupada is expecting some kind of endeavor to be done from our part. And then he would explain that. And then when they would say that they did this and this thing for Srila Prabhupada, for the spreading of Krishna consciousness, then Prabhupada would smile. And then simply by that smile of Prabhupada, they would be encouraged to go further next day, to go ahead more and more. And therefore simply the association of this pure devotee who has developed these good qualities, simply by serving such a devotee, one develops these good qualities. And so, once Srila Prabhupada was mentioning this always. And Prabhupada would know his disciples. Whenever he would be in with karmis, then he would always glorify his disciples. Like in Jhu, there was some problem where Dr. Patel had given some lot of mats for the devotees to stay. But inadvertently, these mats got misplaced and the rats were eating and they got damaged. So, Dr. Patel started criticizing the devotees for not taking care. And Prabhupada defended his disciples. And said that just see how much they are preaching. Right? But then when Prabhupada would meet his disciples in private, then he would chastise them. And Prabhupada would chastise them even for a small negligence. Like in Vrindavan, there is the system that the bell rings. The bell rings every hour, indicating the time. So, Prabhupada was very, very vigilant. He saw that the bell was not ringing at around 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock. And he woke up his personal servant and said, where is the chowkidar? The chowkidar must be sleeping. Go and wake him up. And then Harishwari Prabhu went there and woke up the chowkidar and still he was asleep. And then again, this would not happen. And Prabhupada chastises his disciples who were in charge of the project. If you cannot take care of the ringing of the bells, how can you manage the whole temple? And Prabhupada was so heavy. And therefore, a devotee is very, very conscious of even small things. And it said that details are a sign of love. And therefore, when a devotee gets these good qualities, he tries to see everything as property of the Lord. He sees everything, he sees Krishna everywhere. And therefore he wants to see everything as being offered in a very nice way to the Supreme Lord. And Prabhupada said, Shri Vigrahara Dhanatyanana Shringara Tan Mandira Marjanado. Prabhupada said, every corner of the temple, we must see Krishna. And therefore every corner of the temple must be kept so immaculately clean. And therefore Prabhupada emphasized all these small, small things. That means, Prabhupada also expected his disciples to develop these good qualities over a period of time. And Prabhupada said, one has to check whether one is developing these qualities or not. And therefore that effect, to the degree that one is developing these qualities, to that much degree, the process is taking effect. And it's not that these good qualities will go untested. If you are developing, if you are practicing this Krishna consciousness, then Krishna will also test whether we have these good qualities or not. Very wonderful instance in the Srimad Bhagavatam comes when Ashwatthama killed those sons of the Pandavas, and Draupadi was so aggrieved, seeing the tears in Draupadi's eyes, Arjuna became very angry, and he vowed that he will kill Ashwatthama. He went after Ashwatthama, chased him, cornered him, and he unarmed Ashwatthama with his arrows. Ashwatthama, becoming very fearful about his life, he immediately invoked the Brahmastra weapon. And as soon as he invoked the Brahmastra weapon, Arjuna took the shelter of the Lord. Arjuna took shelter of the Lord, and the Lord said, "You invoke your Brahmastra weapon." And then both Brahmastra weapons came together and they were nullified and they both retracted. Ashwatthama was made captive, bound by the ropes, and Arjuna was instigated by Krishna, saying that this fellow is an offender. By all means, he is supposed to be killed. So kill him. And Arjuna and Krishna both were very angry. And Prabhupada mentions the purport that the anger of Arjuna and anger of Krishna were not on the same platform. Arjuna's eyes, anger in Arjuna's eyes was reflected as red copper balls, hot copper balls. And same anger in Krishna's eyes was like lotuses, pink lotuses. That means Krishna does not become affected by anger, does not overcome by the modes of this material world. While Arjuna was a living entity, he was bound to be affected. And then Arjuna was instigated by Krishna that you now kill Ashwatthama. So Arjuna pondered for a moment and he reflected and he thought and decided not to kill Ashwatthama on the grounds that he was the son of his own teacher who gave him so much knowledge. And therefore, in gratitude, in the reciprocation to his teacher, he would spare Ashwatthama. And therefore, Krishna became very happy. Krishna was testing Arjuna. That what is Arjuna's decision? If I instigate him, if I haste him, is he going to get bewildered? And therefore, this is a good quality of a devotee, that is expert and is discriminative. He becomes very, very sensitive. As soon as this quality is developed, he does not remain a very crude, as like disciples of Prabhupada say that they were crude diamonds, like just discovered from the earth below, and Prabhupada polished them. Shyam Sundar Prabhu was saying that how Srila Prabhupada called them to Canada, Montreal, and Prabhupada gave them training in culture for 7 days, for a week, how to behave properly. Because they are going to London, the land of culture, and all the Englishmen considered Americans as very, very harsh, crude and uncivilized people. So Prabhupada said, we are representing not the USA, we are representing the International Society for Krishna Conscious Movement, where everyone is a very, very saintly person. Prabhupada said, how will you know that who is your disciple? Prabhupada said, all my disciples are perfect gentlemen. And Prabhupada wanted his disciples to reflect the movement, to represent the movement accurately. Therefore, he trained them for 7 days in proper culture and etiquette. And therefore, Prabhupada not only gave them the process of Krishna consciousness, but he also supplemented them with extra endeavor to actually develop these qualities. The endeavor to develop these qualities and the process of Krishna consciousness together makes a very wonderful combination by which one's progress in Krishna consciousness is accelerated. And therefore Prabhupada said Prabhupada also mentions about Haridas Thakur, that how he developed all the good qualities, though he was born in a very low class family, a Mohammedan family. And Sanatan Goswami praises Haridas Thakur as being one who is not only very, very qualified in practice, but also preaches. That is, he is also exemplifying, is not simply preaching the names, the holy names of the Lord, but is also exemplifying the good behavior. And therefore, some good qualities which Prabhupada explains is that of humility, tolerance, patience, and forgiveness. So humility of Sanaharidas Thakur is that even though he was a Namacharya, he considered himself as a very low class person. He would never go enter, he never entered the temple of Lord Jagannath, thinking himself to be unfit. And therefore, Prabhupada was mentioning, as we are hearing today, that as we are rendering devotional service, we must always think that we are completely unfit to render devotional service. We are not qualified. And this is the qualification to practice Krishna consciousness. And tolerance of Haridas Thakur is that whenever he was, all those attempts were made to taint his character by Ramchandra Khan. He came and he was trying to send his prostitute and trying so many means. But none of the people were convinced because the character of Haridas Thakur was exhibiting something else. And therefore, Ramchandra Khan was doing all in his capacity to taint the character of Haridas Thakur, but he remained tolerant and continued. There are so many instances where he was told by the Nawab that he must give up the chanting of Hare Krishna or else he'll be beaten or he'll be killed. And Haridas Thakur said, even if you cut my body to thousands of pieces, each of these pieces will be chanting Hare Krishna. That was the determination and tolerance. So we see that when devotees take to this process of Krishna consciousness, then automatically develop these good qualities of tolerance and determination. And therefore endeavor, enthusiasm with patience, or endeavor executed with patience is called enthusiasm. And therefore a devotee also must develop this patience. This maya, this prostitute was coming, and Haridas Thakur was very patient. He remained there simply to deliver this prostitute for 3 days altogether, and patiently he tolerated. And therefore, a devotee develops all the good qualities, especially forgiveness. So there are many good qualities like austerity, tolerance, sacrifice, and knowledge or renunciation. So these first four qualities, austerity, sacrifice, renunciation, and tolerance, Bhaktivedanta Maharaj was mentioning, given in Chanakya Niti. And the other four are patience, forgiveness, truthfulness, and forbearance. So these first four qualities are equal. For even the demons exhibit these qualities. They also do austerity. They also perform sacrifices. They also are tolerant. Like Ravana, very very tolerant. Virkasur, they did austerities, sacrifice. They were very very tolerant. They were renounced. But they did all to go against Krishna. And therefore, Prabhupada mentions that the later four qualities are for the devotees. Forbearance, forgiveness, truthfulness, and humility. So these qualities are equal. And Prabhupada was mentioning in one of the morning walks that even if so-called people are very, very qualified, materialistic people, but simply because they are not on the transcendental platform, the platform of performing Krishna consciousness, they cannot have any good qualities. Prabhupada was mentioning about there are some devotees, some guests on morning walk with Srila Prabhupada in Ahmedabad, and they were telling that Gandhiji's personal writer, scribe, like this personal writer's wife, she came and complained to Gandhiji that my husband is having affair with one of the women in your ashram. And Gandhiji told that, so he told this personal writer that you fast for 15 days. And he fasted for 7 days and became so weak. His wife came running to Gandhiji and said that, my husband is dying. I'm sorry that I complained. And Gandhiji told him, now you fast for the remaining 7 days. Right. So even if these people have very, very, very moralist, they are very, very nationalist, they are having such great qualities, they cannot actually come to the transcendental platform. Prabhupada said immediately they'll be attacked by the sex desire. As long as one is not Krishna conscious, one will be always attacked by the greatest allurement. Harav abhaktasya kuto mahat guna. Manorathe nasati dhavato bahi. Simply because they are on the mental platform, they will not be able to achieve the lotus feet of the Lord. As long as they do not surrender to the Supreme Lord, they will have no good qualifications. And whatever they do, everything will be destroyed by the material energy in due course of time. Like Hiranyakashipu, he developed a full empire, but because he was not a devotee of the Lord, everything was finished. Ravana. So we see examples of this in the scripture. So this is such a wonderful verse, and therefore in conclusion, Krishna is so encouraging to Arjuna when he says to perform this devotional service without motivation. He says, just fix your mind upon me. Mayeva manadasma mayi buddhim nivesha nivashyasi mayeva ata urdvam na shamshaya. And engage all your intelligence in me, and thus you will live always without a doubt. So sometimes it might become so difficult to follow the instructions of Krishna. So Krishna is telling, don't run away. Don't run away from bhakti. There is some more things that you can do if you can't do these things. And then Krishna says that, Atha chittam samadhatum na shaknosi mai stiram abhyasa yogena tato maam ichhaptum dhananjaya. My dear Arjuna, if you cannot fix your mind upon me without deviation, then follow the regular principles of bhakti yoga. In this way, develop a desire to attain me. And therefore, Prabhupada says, and Krishna continues, if you think this is too much for you, don't run away. Abhyasi api samartosi mat karma paramo bhava madartham api karmani kurvam siddhim avapyasi. If you cannot practice the regulations of bhakti yoga, then just try to work for me. Because by working for me, you will come to the perfect stage. Then Krishna says, this is the last option. This everyone, those, anyone can do this. Atha itad api akshaktosi kartum mad yogam ashita sarva karma phala tyagam tata kuru yata atmaman. If you, however, are unable to work in this consciousness of me, then try to act giving up. Just try to act giving up the results of your work and try to be self-situated. And then Krishna says, if you cannot take to this practice, then engage yourself in the cultivation of knowledge. Better than knowledge, however, is meditation, and better than meditation is renunciation of the fruits of action. For by such renunciation, one can attain peace of mind. And then Krishna explains the qualities a devotee develops. And then Krishna explains a list of qualities in text number 13 and 14 of the 12th chapter. One who is not envious but is a kind friend to all living entities, but does not think himself a proprietor, is free from false ego, who is equal in both happiness and distress, who is tolerant, always satisfied, self-control, engaged in devotional service with determination, his mind and intelligence fixed on me. Such a devotee of mine is very dear to me. So following all of these things, these qualities will develop. As Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, that who is a devotee who is dear to me, who has developed these qualifications. And how to become dear, or how to develop these qualifications? By engaging in the process of devotional service with great determination, enthusiasm and patience. Ussaha nishaya dhairya tat tat karma pravartanat. Jana sangasya? Sangatyaga Shatavritya Shadbir Bhakti Prasidhyati. So if we follow the instructions given to the previous acharyas and we simply stick to what Prabhupada has given, then in due course of time we'll develop all these qualities and will be reflected in our behavior, and this will cause to further more devotional service. Hare Krishna. Any comments or questions? Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jaya, Srila Prabhupada ki jaya.